3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
And today we are doing a live episode, which could end drastically bad.
We love doing lives, although we're still ironing out the technology side of things. So
because I'm optimistic. Keep going.
What?
Literally every time we do a live, something goes wrong.
What people don't realize is the tech crew you're looking at right here. Yeah. So it's not like we have a whole squad behind us working the cameras or whatever. It's literally going through my lap.
Baby, yes. I'm really proud of you. From day one, for the past 5 years, we have been a one-man show when it comes to production, editing, and you taught yourself from scratch. Wow. It's not like you went to college for it, which is really cool.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
Here's what I'm really excited about is in the future, assuming that today goes well, we're going to be incorporating like live call-ins from you all today to not get too freaky and make sure this goes smooth. We're just going to be giving shout outs. So right now on the YouTube stream, we have Natalie Sparkles, Deborah Rossman. We have Sean would say names, but she has bad eyesight. Can you see?
Yeah, I can't read that.
Julie Cowan, Jordan Scott. What's up, everybody? Good morning. Happy Wednesday. We're excited to do our first live show.
Yeah, I want to start. I want to start because today's a big day. And since this is live and it's actually going live right now, we can talk about this. If you didn't see, we just announced something really huge and we're really excited about it.
We
just started a new company called Teddy and Bear, inspired by Drew, made for families and kiddos everywhere. They're sock puppets and it's this whole character world that we plan to kind of grow into like books and cartoons and everything. We're really excited. So check it out, teddyandbear.com. Yes. Sorry, I had to plug that.
We don't have a link in the description or anything. We're literally just trying to make sure this live stream doesn't flop. the layout of today's show is we're going to talk the thought of the day, which is very couple things related. We're going to talk some pop culture news, and then we're going to interact with you guys as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us. Hope you're having a great day, whether you're at home. I don't know if people are, I don't know where you are, if you're going to work tangibly, but we're glad to have you here.
Yes.
So
to kick it off, the thought of the day.
The thought of the day.
We're going to take you guys back. Okay. This was, when was this? Was it like first week of dating or is this like first couple months?
This was the first time I went to your hometown.
Okay. Yes. So we started dating in like June. This was in October. You came out in October.
2013.
Yes.
Take it back. Des Moines, Iowa.
We were kind of hot and heavy by then. Like we were really serious. We hadn't said I love you, but we both knew it. We were meeting each other's families. We were in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And I remember he flew to Des Moines for the first time. I was still living there. This was also the same month that I moved to Nashville. Remember that?
All right. First of all, when you hear our story, you think, wow, Andrew was super aggressive in the dating relationship. But then actually, I think more of that went on your shoulders.
Yeah, because I moved to you.
Yes.
Like 4 months into dating. Yeah. Anyways, so we're having this heart to heart. And I think kind of in like a fleeting, really cute romantic moment, I was like, oh my gosh. You make me so happy.
We were playing tennis. We were on the tennis courts.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this, yeah.
But I was like, baby, you make me so happy. Like, you make me the happiest girl in the world. Then Andrew decides to, like, hit the ball back and return a comment and say,
I said, Sean, I'm not here to make you happy. I'm here to make you the woman you were made to become.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Sean and I have been open about our journey with marriage counseling, and it's been really helpful for us. We all carry around different stressors, both big and small, and it's important to sort those out so they don't affect your relationships.
I agree, and therapy is such a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down.
We've been meeting with a therapist individually and as a couple, and it's been a great way to sort through any stressors in the week and have better communication about how we're feeling, which is hard to do when you're busy with kids.
BetterHelp is an incredible option if you're thinking of giving therapy a try. It's all online, so it's convenient and flexible with your schedule. It's also nice that you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, so you make sure it's a good fit for you.
We would highly recommend trying it out. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/eastfam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/eastfam.
And I'm not sure, like, I'm not sure you followed.
Way to ruin the moment.
I'm really not sure you followed with the second part. It was literally just like a, I'm not, my goal is never to make you happy. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. One, way to ruin the moment. Two, I'm not sure I signed up for this.
So here's my thought behind it though. I think people get wrapped up or put too much emphasis on being happy in a relationship when my perspective is, and maybe you've grown to adopt this mentality mm-hmm. too, is like, honestly, a relationship is a place where you can feel comfortable and that growth occurs, right? It's not about like always smiling or making jokes or things like that. I think that's a derivative, but if I'm helping you reach closer to your purpose, that you were born here and placed here to achieve, then my mission here is accomplished.
Yes, and I think that took me probably a couple of years to understand and agree with. But my argument at the time was, we're brand new to this relationship. If we aren't intentionally every day trying to impress Wu, bring out joy and happiness in one another, I don't feel like we're doing the right thing. And Andrew's big conversation that we kept coming back to over and over and over again was that we aren't supposed to make each other happy because happiness is only lasts a moment. We're supposed to make each other feel joy in long lasting, like soulful happiness, which isn't fleeting.
Right. I know there's a big old debate. By the way, Kylie is telling me to turn up my mic. We have Charlotte to turn up my mic. Melanie, we just turned up my mic. So thank you for the input.
I'm sorry.
Sean tried to...
No, that was Drew.
She
likes to come play with the soundboard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait, can I read the comments?
What? Well, you ha- get I your have computer. FOMO. Get your computer. Here.
I have FOMO.
Everyone wants to know where Drew is. We've had like Cheryl and Brandy ask where Drew is. She's currently taking a nap.
Yes, yeah, she's with grandma.
She naps from 9:30 to 11.
Yes, sir.
And she naps from 1:30 to 3. That's what happens.
Or whenever she likes to wake up during that one, because that one's really on, you know. And then she goes to bed now around 7:30.
Yes.
This is the update. We were putting her to bed at 6:30 and figured out that was too early. And that's why she was waking up at 4 a.m. every day.
Yes. Claire wants to know, what's this live stream about? This is every Wednesday we release an episode of Couple Things on podcast and YouTube. And today we're doing it live, baby. So experimenting with it. And so far, you know, based off Ashley Zellers and Deborah Rossman and reaction and review with Wesley, people are liking it.
I do want to go back to that topic, though, of happiness versus joy. I think a mistake I have made, I think a mistake a lot of people make, and I think I even started to make that mistake early on in our relationship, was you get caught up wanting to be happy with who it is you're dating. Mm-hmm. And yes, if you're happy in a dating relationship, that's great. But happiness will not last in a marriage. Just because you go through the ebbs and flows of life, and if you expect to be happy and to be made happy by your spouse every mm-hmm. single day, it will fall apart.
That's such an important point. Whereas if that's the goal, then when you hit one of the valleys of life, that's bound to happen, whether you lose your job and you're in a financial pinch or you experience something like we did with the miscarriage mm-hmm. and there's not happiness because sometimes you just can't be in life, then you're going to feel like the relationship is broken and there's discouragement there. But if you feel like the relationship is meant to support each other, help each other grow and reach each other's purposes, then that can last no matter if you're having a good time or a bad time in life.
Well, and then taking that back to the dating world, if you are dating someone, if you're single and you're going in and out of the dating, you know, realm, if your expectation is I want to meet someone and then make me happy and they don't, I feel like your first reaction is, oh, well, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you should be looking at different things. Like, do they challenge me and do they make me think deeper and get me outside of my comfort zone to kind of push myself in a direction that I've, you know, always wanted to go and dreamt of? And do they truly make me grow as a human being? And when I look at the overall picture of it, am I happy?
Yeah.
Not in the moment.
This is fun. This is fun to see the live comments roll through. So Taylor Mathern just got married in June. Congratulations, Taylor. I think that marriage is the best thing ever, honestly. Crystal says, no one should make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. Happiness within is important.
Yes. I also want to bring up Darcy.
Kimbrough. Darcy Kimbrough. Yes. Love you, Darcy.
She was saying, I agree. You have to have internal happiness and not rely on someone else to bring you happiness. And I want to elaborate on that too and talk about that. I think a big mistake we all tend to make when we're dating and in relationships is Andrew and I have talked about this a lot, is we look to the other person to complete us when that's not possible. If you're happy and content with yourself alone, only then can you find a significant other, a boyfriend, a husband, a girlfriend, a wife, and it be this mutual relationship that succeeds. If you're looking to them to fill a space and a void that you haven't been able to fill yourself, then that will go away. Because whenever something is wrong, whenever you feel down in the dumps, whenever you feel incomplete, whenever you feel challenged in life, you're going to expect that person to fix it for you, and they can't.
Yes. So that's our thought of the day. Thank you for weighing in.
Oh, that's it.
Amber. Yeah, I think so. And okay. I mean, we could revisit, but Amber and Madeline Paskin and Darcy Ross, Deanna Ohumis and Morgan Sullivan. If you guys have any other thoughts to add on to what we're talking about, please continue to share. But what we're going to do is move on to the trendy news segment, which Sean is so excited about. And then at the end, after we discuss that, we're going to visit some of your comments. So what is the news of the day, Sean?
Okay. So you brought this up before we started, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Caitlin Bristow.
Yes.
Friends of ours and Jason Tardik. Yes. We actually had them on the show.
They've been on a couple things.
I saw something on Instagram yesterday and it made my soul smile. Jason videoed himself with a friend watching Caitlin.
I saw this.
On Dancing. And it was during like the elimination. So they were eliminating two couples so that the semifinalists were left.
Mm-hmm.
And to see his genuine reaction of his girlfriend be on national television and make it one step further, he like clapped his hands together and it looked like he was watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it honestly did. It was great.
I was just like, that is what relationships are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because he's in the apartment. He's not allowed to go watch her during the shows. He can't be on TV. Like, his girlfriend is really being put on this huge pedestal and making, you know, a bigger name for herself at the moment. And to see him sit there and just like straight up celebrate her and love her and be so proud, I was like, dang, that is beautiful. Yeah. Because that is such a selfless.
Are you frustrated with buying your kids clothes and having them grow out of them literally within a week? I know I am. Then you need to check out Posh Peanut. I love this brand. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose from bamboo. So they stretch with your kid as they grow and are four times stretchier than cotton.
They have different designs you can pick from, like Barbie, flowers, Disney, and Hot Wheels. So we let our kids pick out which ones they wanted. And of course, Drew picked the pattern with Disney princesses.
Oh yes, she loves her Disney princess pajamas. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes. I also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. Let's be honest, every family has done a matching moment. And if you're not a parent, consider this a perfect gift idea.
For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over a million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam and use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order.
Response.
Yeah, honestly, his Instagram is quickly becoming my favorite because, yeah. Well, I feel like this is my goal with all of the stuff I post on Instagram is like, I want to be your ultimate hype man. And the way he does that for Caitlin is so fun. Like he's a huge Buffalo Bills fan. He's from Buffalo. And like, you know, he'll post things about how he's pumped that the Bills won and the Bills lost, and his excitement about Caitlin and her success is equal, if not greater, than that is with football.
Well, and you have to think of that whole position and acknowledge the struggles that that naturally would bring. Your girlfriend is dancing with another guy, which mm-hmm. naturally is just, it tugs on your heartstrings a little bit. Mm-hmm. And to see him so selflessly celebrate that, it just warmed my heart. I thought, good for you. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Any other news to hit? Well, apparently the drama is that on Dancing with the Stars line, Carrie Ann Inaba got, is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Yeah.
She got the flu, which is a bunch of drama around that too. Hopefully yeah. she's back. Hopefully she's okay. But
I hate to be biased, but I really am rooting for Caitlin and I think she should win. Just saying.
Yeah. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick pause and then we'll get to your comments. Do you like the pop culture segment? That's what I want to know. But yes. I think that we could either discuss more or less of things that are currently happening, but it's kind of fun to do a live show and talk about these things.
Yes.
Before we get to your comments though, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. So here's the deal. Sean mentioned the Halloween.
Yes.
And I'm so excited for, so last year, I feel like Halloween for sure. It's Halloween with Drew. We dressed her up. You guys saw going out there and trick or treating with Drew. Like, it's true when they say holidays are so much more fun when you see it from your kid's perspective. Like, it was so much fun.
The cutest thing. And yes, everything was social distanced. It was really cool to see how houses creatively created like a socially distanced, I'm going
to
call
what it. What the heck just happened to your throat? Are you good?
A socially distanced like candy area. But it was really cool to see just all these parents in onesies or pajamas with their canned wine or their beer, just celebrating their kids. It was really, really cute.
Yeah. Yes. So Christmas, we're doing it big. We started our Christmas decorations, put the tree up. What did we do on Sunday?
We put a tree in Drew's room.
Oh my gosh. It's epic. We should do a little Instagram tour.
Yes.
Actually, I wish we could bring you guys along with us right now, but that would be a nightmare. Again, actually, everything with the live stream is going pretty well so far.
Yeah, for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's true. but we put up a tree in Drew's room, a tree in the living room. We do fake trees. Sean is in denial with the fact that she's allergic to real trees. Every time we have a real tree, which we tried it a lot, she just can't breathe out of her nose.
No, it's whenever the seasons change in the winter, I get this. I'm coming off of it now. But I get this like terrible cough where I get congested. And this year was obviously scary. Yeah. Can I tell them that story?
Yeah.
I went to get tested for COVID because with Drew in the house and stuff, I was really scared. My throat was really hurting. And I was like, oh, I have it. I have it, guys. So I signed up to go through the drive-through and they tested me, which isn't too bad. It doesn't hurt. And they come back over with like their research department. And they're like, actually, you qualify for all these like studies. Would you like to take part in it? And I was like, sure. And then they paid me $185. And I was like, what?
Which honestly, I'm glad you participated, not because the money, but it's important that while everything's still getting figured out, that like if you can participate in a research study, I think that's an important.
They're actually testing this new like at home test. It looks like a pregnancy test, but you stick it up your nose and then it just like tells you one or two lines, you have COVID or you don't.
That's crazy.
I don't know. But anyways, that was very strange. So okay.
Let's get to some comments.
Yes.
All right. We got a lot of our friends here. We have Brenda Chapman, Morgan Sullivan, Mandy Marie, Natalie Sparkles. You take the YouTube side of things. I'll take Facebook.
Okay. If you guys have any questions relating to couple things of any genre, write them in right now.
Hit us. We're excited.
I also want to say hi, Ashley Roberts from South Africa.
So what time is it there?
She's going to make dinner.
Right now?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Listen, again, we're excited to have call-ins with you guys, but right now we're just going to do comments.
Yes.
So let's see. I'm scrolling through. Virginia Fletcher says hello. Jen Trippency.
Let the questions roll in.
Hey, Dawn.
Oh, I should tell you, I don't have COVID.
Oh, yeah. We should say, too, for those that sign up for Drew's virtual birthday party, Drew got sick.
Yeah.
Now I'm sick. Yeah. We're going to send out an update video. So.
Oh, here's a question. Great one. Austin Leach asks for the best practices when doing long distance dating. Okay, this is probably something that was when we did long distance. I don't know if everybody would agree with this, but we didn't text throughout the day. Just because when one of us didn't respond right away or you were trying to be in a conversation, it just got really annoying and we felt like a lot of tension would build from that. So every night we would call each other and we would get like, we would get to be like, hey babe, oh, guess what happened today? And it just, it allowed us to be more excited and have more intentional time with each other.
Let me use this analogy too. This happens so often. I fell prey to it in two relationships before you and it probably ruined the relationship, to be honest. It's like you're texting back and forth all day and then there's nothing actually to talk about. So you're like scraping from the bottom of the bucket, if you will, for like anything good to talk about, anything good to connect about, because you've already shared like the live version of everything that's happening. So it's more fun to, I think, sorry, let me say, I found it more valuable to actually just touch base a couple times a day, ideally at the end of the day. And that way you can talk about what happened and then you've had time to reflect on it. So you can talk about, oh, you know what? And you know, football practice went really well. And that made me super happy because I'd been struggling with whatever it is. Like you've had time to digest your emotions, which is important. Anyway.
All right. As a kid, I used to love when my parents would sit down and play a game with us or do any activity. And right here in our hands, we have the KiwiCo box, which is the activity of all activities for young kids.
The colorful chemistry set, to be specific. So with Drew and Jet and Bear, we try to have really intentional playtime. And that's hard because they're all different ages and kind of in different developmental kind of phases of life. I love with KiwiCo that each month we get boxes specific to their ages and kind of like the activity development phase that they're in. So each box, this one's the colorful chemistry set. This has to do with science, but especially with Bear, it can be really hard with a 4 month old to know like how to interact with him where he needs to be at 4 months old. And I love in these crates, they actually have cards that say, here are activities or things you can do specific to Bear that will help him identify colors or whatever it is. I love KiwiCo.
There's always something new for kids to discover, like learning about the science of ice cream, engineering robots, or doing science experiments, which our kids have loved recently. Sean is currently holding, as she said, the colorful chemistry kit, which has provided hours of entertainment for our kids. They look forward to their new crate every month, and this one kept them really engaged. We got to experiment with mixing oil and water, mixing different colors and watching how different things react. It was so fun. We basically created our own little chemistry lab with the kids and we could feel their excitement when they got to play around and mix things together. Plus, it barely made a mess, so it was really quick to clean up and to use again another day. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month of any crate at KiwiCo.com when you use code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
Ashley Zellers is asking, how do you balance the stress of being a mom and not forgetting to date still? Hubby and I are having trouble balancing it. Same. We have trouble balancing it as well, but we made a decision, honestly, the week that we brought Drew home, that every single Thursday of every single week, I think we've missed one in a year, we go on a date night. So we have a babysitter from like 6 to 9 or 6 to 10 or 5 to 7 or whatever time. And Andrew and I go out and it's just us and we get dinner.
Yes. It's important to note too, these questions don't have to just be a couple things related. They can be anything related. So April Murray, I don't know if you're comfortable talking about the Olympics, but she wants to know, what's the status of Olympians? Do those that qualify stay qualified or do they have to redo it? And do you stay in touch with gymnasts?
Yeah, stay in touch with some gymnasts. Not all of them. You know, there's so many new ones now, but definitely stay in touch. So here's the fascinating thing about these Olympics. 2021, why it's going to be such an interesting Olympics to watch. Every single sport in every single country has different rules about when and how they can, like, they can choose their teams to compete. Follow that. Now, some teams in some countries select their, like, Olympic team a year out. Some wait until, like, the week before. So if you previously qualified for the Olympics before, you know, the Olympic time and before, like, the shutdown pretty much, you are still qualified. Like, you are still competing next year. If you didn't qualify, though, you have to wait for the new qualification to happen in 2021. So it's very interesting.
Yes.
So basically, there are people who qualified almost 2 years ago now that are just having to stay in shape. And some people who, like, were getting ready for that qualification and missed it.
Yeah.
And they'll wait until next year. It's crazy.
Abriana Gear, I hope I did your name justice, wants to know, how did you find older, wiser mentors? Thanks for the question, Abriana. I honestly think that start with who your existing community is, like talk with your parents or your aunts and uncles. And an important part when you talk about, I think just an important part to keep in mind as you're living your life is, like, share what your hopes and dreams and, like, struggles are. Not too much. Like, nobody wants just a fire hose of whatever, like, pity. But when you share, hey, I'm looking for a new job and I hope it's going to be in technology, whatever, mm-hmm. that when you're having that conversation with someone, they're then able to say, oh, actually, I know one of my best friends I went to college with. Let me connect you, right? And then maybe you connect really well with them and they become a mentor. But being open and honest and not being afraid to share, I think will kind of create this snowball effect of that makes the person you're having a conversation with think of someone or something or some way that can connect you. So I think that, you know, we're kind of in a unique position where Sean's whole life ever since she was 12 was kind of in the public eye. So whatever she was doing was openly shared. And so people were more prone to connect because it was already out there. But, obviously not everybody has that life experience. So just when you're having these conversations, share what you're doing and what you're up to. So Yes.
Natalie Link, babe, our baby girl's due date was yesterday.
Oh,
hoping my she gosh. Comes in the next few days.
She's preggers out here.
What is one piece of advice for the first few days home with a newborn?
My
piece of advice.
First of all, we're freaking pumped for
you. Yes, congratulations. I hope everything goes as smooth as it possibly can. But my piece of advice would be, when you get home, everybody has these opinions of what you should do and what you shouldn't do and how you should, like, should you sleep when the baby sleeps? Should you put her in her crib? Should she be next to your bed? Should, like, all these things. People have all these things. Throw every do this, don't do that list out the window for the first few days. You're in survival mode. Get home, love on your little one, order takeout, have people deliver food, lay on the couch or lay in bed, and don't do anything else. Just worry and care to your little one.
Mm-hmm.
Both you and dad, by the way. Dad, you don't have to do laundry. Don't try to be, like, superhuman. Lay next to your wife and just love on your baby girl.
Janelle says, don't forget to take pics while she's so tiny. That's important. I'm so glad we did that. It's wild to look back on the pictures and videos we took. Sue Ann Hodge said, shout out just to say, I love how real y'all are. Appreciate that. We try to, everything we do with all the content we make, we just try to make people feel encouraged to seek deeper connection. For us, family and our marriage is really important. So I hope that that's the effect our content has. Yes. Let's see. I'm reading through comments. Just read out Courtney Banks, Sarah Carnahan. Thank you guys for joining on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
Haley Maidel, I'm sorry if I butchered your name, has asked this like 30 times. I think it's a great question. Knowing how hard the adjustment is on a marriage from 0 to 1 kids, are you nervous about the change from 1 to 2? What will you do differently? Yeah. I think we're just as nervous for the second one as we are for the as we were for Drew. What do you think?
Super. Yeah. People have given us.
We're not pregnant, by the way.
People either say, oh my gosh, the second one was so easy to adjust to, or, oh my gosh, You thought 0 to 1 was hard. Just wait for 1 to 2. It's like way more impossible. Anyway, so I think that now that our life has been dramatically adjusted, mm-hmm. I'm optimistic that we'll have a better sense of what we're walking into.
I think something too that we're really lucky with is Andrew and I are both super hands-on with Drew. It's not like one parent is more hands-on than the other. So I think with the second one, it'll be not too much of a, you know, adjustment period because we're both used to taking care of the baby.
Hey, Taylor Malnariak.
Yeah.
Just had a baby. Taylor's been with us for years.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. And there's some ups and downs she was telling me about. I won't share that, but we're optimistic. So,
yay,
Taylor,
good.
We're so pumped for you. Parenting is like a really good blessing. Molly wants to know if we're coming out with new merch anytime. Did you guys like the merch? It felt weird for mm-hmm. us to sell as much as this community, I think, is super bonded. Like, we have this big group on Facebook that loves to interact with each other, and it's fun to see people supporting and praying for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt weird for us to like make East Fam merch. So that's why we're doing fun things like Teddy and Bear and Unicorn, because those to us have a potential to create better community.
And they're a better representation of us rather than like a shirt that just says East Fam on
it. Rachel loved the merch. Yeah. Maddie wants the merch. Okay. Jeez. Yeah.
Maybe we could have like a sweatshirt or something.
Let's do one more question.
Great. Okay.
Well, 1 in 5 Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled BABBEL.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's make it a home run hitter.
Corinne Sockel? Sorry. I watch y'all's podcast to get advice on relationships and to try and navigate new adult life. I'm 20 years old. What advice do you have for finding the right one and not settling for less?
All right, here are my initial thoughts. I'm just going off the cuff here. I think that people always talk about you have to know who you are and be happy with who you are as a person. And that's why they say, oh, if you meet your a significant other at like a hobby club or like doing something you love while doing something you love, then that's going to like be a really good indication. And like, there's a lot of potential there. I do think that's true. Whereas like, if you're actually confident enough to do what you love, whether that's like hiking when the rest of your friends are like doing Netflix or whatever it mm-hmm. is you love, like do that. And then it'll put you in positions to meet other people who are in that scenario. You know, maybe you bump into on the hike the love of your life. You never know, babe. That's my thought, though.
So I would say, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would say don't focus on finding the right one. I think there are a lot of different people out there that you can spend forever with and it'd be amazing. We don't really believe in finding the one, because I think if you focus on that, if anything goes wrong, you'll be like, oh, well, they're just not the right person. I would focus on finding a teammate that you want to take on life with for the rest of your life. And settling for less to me, I think means sacrificing who you are. So if there are things about you that you feel you have to change because he or she doesn't like it, and I'm not talking about like putting your clothes in the laundry bin. I'm talking about your hobbies, your passions, how you act as a human being, how you, you know, just things that really are written in your heart. If you have to change that or subdue it or hide it or whatever, that's sacrificing.
Madison says, great answer, Sean. Freaking way to go, girl. Thanks. All right, there's a bunch of questions that we're not going to get to today. Natalie Sparkles wants to know, would we ever get a cat? Let's see.
Online.
Are we buffering now? Yeah. Let us know. Thank you for joining today. If you haven't, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow on the Facebook page. This was a real pleasure, guys. Thank you for taking the time. Hope you have a wonderful day, and we will see you next time.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners. And some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.